A majority of evangelical Christians have thrown their support to President Trump in the 2016 election, as did a large number of conservative Catholics and mainline Protestants who agreed with candidate Trump's positions on abortion and the economy. Nearly a year into the Trump presidency, persistent questions about the president's ethics, his truthfulness, and behavior are raising concern among voters. Are pastors speaking out about this? How much is appropriate to say from the pulpit? Elise Nelson Winger is a Lutheran minister and chaplain at Illinois Wesleyan University. Scott Burkle is a pastor of White Oak Bible Church in Carlock. Burkle starts off the conversation telling GLT's Judy Valente that some conservative Christians are experiencing voter remorse.
I think that most conservative Christians held their nose and voted for Trump. I can't speak for all conservative Christians. I can't speak as a defender of the administration because I'm not. I am a conservative, politically evangelical Christian. But here's what I'm afraid of. What I'm afraid of is that my worldview being represented by such a rotten example has the effect of making that worldview diminished in people's eyes.
Have you ever specifically addressed that from the pulpit?
But there are times where I do address it. I talked about Nebuchadnezzar's hubris and how he thought, is this not great Babylon that I've built by my mighty hand, you know, and so on. And one of the things that I gave as an illustration was a tweet from Donald Trump where he said, "Sorry, losers and haters, but my IQ is one of the highest and you all know it. Please don't feel stupid or insecure. It's not your fault." And so I just made the connection that kind of hubris that exists among world leaders, it lives on today. And we need to remember that God's the one that rules, not human beings.
Reverend Nelson Winger, you're a member of a women's clergy group. You're in contact with clergy members as chaplain of Illinois Wesleyan. How do you talk about politics or the president without offending members of your congregation who may have voted for that person?
One of the things I love about being a part of the church as a member and a pastor is that I get to work with and be in community with people who I sometimes deeply disagree with on a political level. But we find places of common purpose and common ground.
How do you see your fellow clergy members addressing some of the daily grind of issues that are coming out? Sometimes rude, crude statements, sometimes just untrue statements.
Right. And this is where there's a difference. And I think we are in a period of time that calls for, and I don't say this lightly, where we need to rebuke the ways of some leaders who are willfully distorting and misrepresenting the truth. You cannot have a conversation with civility, even when you deeply disagree, when you are not dealing with people who are being honest.
I want to give Pastor Burkle a chance to jump in on that very point. We're taught in church to tell the truth.
Yeah, so the challenge there is that cuts across both sides of the political spectrum. There isn't one group that has a corner on hubris or exaggeration. That's true. I loved what Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan of New York said once. He said, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but no one's entitled to their own facts.
Now that Charlottesville has happened and there's this whole national discussion about condemnation of white supremacist groups, what should pastors be saying about all of this?
That it is time for us to speak, to stand up, and to find ways, new ways, to really address the sin of racism and to speak very clearly that white supremacy and neo-Nazism and membership in the KKK is absolutely on every level antithetical to our understandings of humanity and of God.
Pastor Burkle, I'd like to give you an opportunity to weigh in. Did you talk with your congregation about Charlottesville?
I did speak about this. I think it identifies a key thing. There is such a thing as absolute right and absolute wrong. And this was not a moment to try to talk about, well, there's both sides to an issue. This was a moment to say, there's really one thing that you got to say no to, and that's racism and anti-Semitism. We've been down that road many times in human history, and I think this was another moment to remind people of the importance of that.
Did anybody in your congregation react to that?
I don't think so, no.
How much have you seen your colleagues, and I throw it out to both of you, Pastor Burkle, jump in, how much of your colleagues talked about immigration, for example, or this, we just went through this huge debate about repealing the Affordable Care Act. How much did you preach about it?
I didn't preach about that at all. I think that...
Should you have?
I take a positive view of rights rather than a negative view of rights. So what I would say is that rights are things that God has given and that government is there to protect, rather than rights are things that government must provide. So while health care is a necessity, I don't see it as a right. So, for example, one of the ways that our church does is we support, we have a really interesting ministry in West Bloomington where we support the Emmanuel Healthcare Center, and we have a really great partnership with them. Our desire is to deal with grassroots on a personal level rather than to say, well, government is going to solve our problems. I frankly don't see that.
The Bible does not provide 20th century policy prescriptions. It gives us the questions and the values to be able to point toward those. And I think the preachers I know want to be about engaging that. And my church has always believed that we are called again into society and to be a partner with government. And that government is no less broken than any other institution, but it's also the people, and we are the people.
Would both of you say that this is a very critical time for the church and the kind of role the church can play in America?
I absolutely think it's a critical time. I think it's an opportunity to come together ecumenically, to speak about core values and commitments, to find ways that are in deep contrast to much of the political dialogue.
Pastor Burkle, your take on whether this is an important time for churches.
It's always an important time for the church. I think this is an important time where the gospel gets out. I'm not quite as maybe critical of the president and his administration as some would be. I am critical of him. I've lived long enough to see the political pendulum swing back and forth several times, and I really want to be a person who stays true to the text of Scripture and prophetically speaks into the culture, but with the hope of the good news of the gospel.
Well, I think that's a good note to end on then. Reverend Elise Nelson Winger is the chaplain of Illinois Wesleyan University and also a leader in the local Illinois Lutheran Church. Pastor Scott Burkle is from the East White Oak Bible Church in Carlock. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.
A recent Pew Research Center poll found that 78% of white evangelicals support the job President Trump is doing, compared to 39% of the general electorate. One evangelical pastor told an interviewer that throughout the Bible and throughout history, God uses rulers who are not themselves godly.